Now, I'm here with Mr. Lance Henriksen, who's here for the Armageddon Expo. You can see him this weekend. Hello, Mr. Lance.
Yeah, you guys got to come down, man. You got to come down. It's going to be great fun. Hi.
It sounds very exciting. We can see you. We can see John Rhys Davies. Apparently, Karen Allen is definitely worth seeing.
There's a whole bunch of good people there. You wait. You're going to really enjoy it.
It sounds very exciting. You're always busy. What projects do you have coming up next? What can we look for you in?
One called Ambushed, which is not science fiction or horror, but it's a revenge movie that I'm starring in. And I did 11 films last year, so, and they're all different degrees of quality. My work stays the same, but there's one called Scream of the Banshee, which I think is hilarious. It's a very silly movie, and it's fun. It's a genre film. And what else have I got? I've done so many, man, I almost can't remember them.
I heard one that's coming up. You're going to be doing a lot of, there's a lot of action, a lot of physical activity, some fighting, some combat.
Yeah, the Ambushed has a fight scene that lasts almost 18 minutes in the movie. That's how the movie opens. And I'm playing a guy who's like a Ted Turner guy who has had enough, and he goes down and confronts these people, and they all try to kill him. And he doesn't have a gun or a knife or anything, but he turns the tables on them and kills them with their own mistakes. So
that sounds pretty exciting there. I understand that you're also an artist. Is that true? You're into ceramics and things like that?
Yeah. I've been making pottery since the 60s. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's an obsession. It's a real obsession.
Are you able to bring anything like that with you to the expo, or are Australian customs too harsh on that sort of thing?
Well, just to carry this stuff, because I make platters that are like 36 inches in diameter, so, you know, or centimeters, that would be 60 centimeters.
So, yeah, and you'd have problems with customs anyway. We have shows here just devoted to busting guys trying to take in a packet of chips and stuff like that, so you come with a big plate, they'd be like, what's the plate for? What's the pottery for?
What plate?
And I understand you actually you got into acting through your skills in art and design as well. Is that true?
Yeah, when I started out, I would do anything to be in theater. So I'd walk into a theater and heard they were going to do Antigone. That's what I was trying to say. And I would say, look, I'll do the sets for you, and I would paint them and design them, and I did really well. I mean, I did nice work. So, but it kept me closer and closer to acting, you know. So then finally I was in a play.
That's fantastic. So if you design the sets and then you star, it must feel like a god. You can command your entire universe, control the whole world. It must have been fantastic. And I understand you also had a very interesting and varied life before becoming a professional actor.
Yeah. I remember a line out of Antigone. These are my arrows, Creon. These are all for you. And it used to crack me up because the guy would stand on the stage and he'd lift his outfit. He'd go, these are my arrows, Creon. These are all for you. It was very funny. Very glad to be there.
You're very well known, of course, for the, especially at things like the Armageddon Expo, for the Aliens franchise, and it has many devoted fans. But I get the sense that you yourself are a bit of a devoted fan because you've been in many of the movies. You've been in video games.
I think I've done four Aliens movies and a video game, yeah.
What keeps you coming back? What makes you a fan of the Alien movies?
Well, it's the writers, you know. When they're doing these projects, they go, it's usually 4 o'clock in the morning, and they're struggling with a scene or an issue in the script, and they go, I got it. Let's bring Bishop back. You know, I mean, Walter Hill said to me at one point, "Go to England, Lance. Have a cup of tea and a donut, and then come home." You know, it was supposed to be like, go and do a few scenes. And it ended up, I worked on it for a month, you know, so it wasn't go have a cup of tea. You know what I mean? So, I mean, they keep pulling me back in, man.
Actually, with the video games, I think I'm sorry, but I may have actually killed you in that last video game. I mean, you were genetically trying to engineer an alien menace, but I'm sorry, I may have killed you. I apologize about that.
So you're really good at these games.
Well, I haven't killed you on hard yet. I mean, maybe you can give me a tip. Is it left, right, left, down, up, or is it square, circle, X, Y? I don't know. I'm never good at the combos.
That is so sick. That is so sick, man. You're asking me for the information it would take to kill me.
Well, wait, what?
That is sick.
have you?
It's not going to happen, baby, no. I think what you ought to do is surrender.
Ah, I see. Yes, as soon as we see you on the screen, just say, that's enough, Lance. Leave us alone.
Yeah, back off, please.
The
check is in the mail. I'll send it to you. Yeah.
I heard a rumor. You're in Aliens vs. Predator as well. I heard a rumor that there's a bit of romance in the set between the alien and the predator. Is that true? I mean, you know, one has a mouth like a, the other one has a mouth like a, so, you know, it's a match made in heaven, really.
It would be like a tick and a crab getting it on, you know. They're very much tick and crab.
Yes, well, probably not the most...
Not something we'd all want to see.
Yeah, not the most palatable movie.
Like eating a starfish, you know what I mean? It's like, no.
And you've worked with many great people. For me, the most exciting thing about working with someone like Sigourney Weaver would be 1 degree of separation from Rick Moranis. You know, she was in Ghostbusters with Rick Moranis, so that would have been exciting. He's close to my heart. You know, there's just, I feel like there's a kinship even from afar. What are some of the actors you've been very pleased to work with over your long career?
Didn't you find his name to be kind of suspicious? It's like moron Moranis. No.
You're bursting the bubble of my love here. What's happening? Famously in Aliens, you were chopped in half by the alien queen, and then in Alien 3, you played two characters, but one was just half a lance, and you still managed to steal the movie with your half a lance. Do you think we'll ever see a movie chronicling what happened to the bottom half? A movie about, you know, maybe your legs, what happened to them, where they went, what they did.
That would be a really good movie. You could call it Spider-Man, just the bottom half. You know. Mm-hmm. He'd maybe give him a couple more legs.
Yeah. Oh, and
Arachnoid. Yeah. Oh, there's a title.
Yes, and I'm sure Bishop's a very good dancer as well.
Call him a toaster. Yeah. I mean, he's like a Vegematic toaster, or kind of a. I don't know, man. It's very hard when you describe yourself as a synthetic. It's hard. It's hard because the poetry comes right out of it. It's all practical shit, you know. So.
I prefer the term artificial human myself, but you know.
You and I are really getting along here.
They're doing a prequel now, so maybe the legs can like go through a wormhole.
Really can't wait to hear what, you know, this is in development. And so when you get a guy like Ridley Scott that can pull a lot of, he can develop as long as he wants, he's going to end up with a really good movie. I'm very curious what it's going to be. I think a lot of movies, prequels are a great thing, but in this case, we've already done it because we did Alien vs. Predator, which was a prequel for Bishop. You know, he was into robotics, and so they built one inevitably that looked like him, which was him.
Yes.
It's confusing.
I'm very confused just listening. But so it's fantastic. We can come down to the expo. We can see you in the flesh. We can see all sorts of exciting other...
We can talk. We can jostle. We can sign, and we can buy things and have a lot of fun.
It's fantastic. So if you've liked... I'm coming down for sure. Definitely.
Nice, man. Nice.
So if you've liked hearing...
You want to spot something.
Yes, that'd be great. So if you've liked hearing Lance on the radio, then you should come down and meet him face to face, because then you can feel the power. Thank you, Mr. Lance.
You can feel the power.